fireplace, you had usually they burned coal because coal was easier than going out and cutting wood, so getting wood from hauled in from places.
How was the fireplace built?
Well, they were built with a grate in it so that it didn't sit on the thing. The grate held the coal, and of course the coal, ashes and stuff went down there. Some of them had a dump that you'd dump it out and take it out of the back, and those that didn't would have to take it out in the bucket and so forth. It wasn't a luxury like it is now. That's what I say, that these people today, I don't believe that the present generation could any more build the United States of America today under the same condition that my grandfather and them built it, to save their souls. There were no bulldozers, there were no chainsaws, there was no nothing, it was all manpower. Today, these fellas, to get exercise, they go jogging. Well, they didn't have to go jogging. When they got through cutting wood and doing other things, they had all the exercise they needed. But they just don't have to do it. They don't know how, because they've never had to do it. If they wouldn't do it, if they were back there, but I'm talking about under the present situation. I'm not talking about that they couldn't be taught. Because I was here when Dr. Smith, who was president of the university down here, went to Angola up there. He probably didn't think before that he could cut cane, but he found out he could. So you can do a lot of things if you have to. But the people today, in other words, whoever your associates might be, are you still in the university? Whoever your associates, whoever your fraternity brothers are over there, you go along with them, whatever, more or less. If you don't, you're ostracized. This, that, the other. So maybe you do some little things along the line that normally you wouldn't do if it weren't as it is. So I think that the reason that those days, because it was customary. I couldn't go in the saloon. One of the best friends I had was the son of the mayor of the town, and his father owned the hotel here. The saloon and that thing. You think we could go in that thing? Why, shoot, no. Today, they keep my lawn littered with beer cans. It just wasn't heard of back then. It's a different ball game. Now, I don't say they're any worse, but customs are just different.
The fireplace
had a steel lintel on the cross there for the brick truck, that thing, and a mantel piece on top of that, a mantel, wooden mantel.
Yes. What did you put the wood on?
Well, they had andirons. You see those in these homes today as precious possessions, I got to tell you. Maybe it's in your house, I don't know, you might have a set of brass andirons in your fireplace.
And all the black, when you lit a fire, did you ever have to clean out the
soot
out of the
chimney?
You remember, the businesses here, did they have those big, tall things that the smoke would go out of?
There were no business for those things at that time. I don't know what kind of business you'd have.
A place like a refinery that burns things would...